We'll start again. Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the last line in the Gemara. Boy Minev Rav Chizda Rav Sheshes. Rav Chizda asked Rav Sheshes the following question: Tor Bezu Vezu. So we showed him explain the Rashba and the Rosh. Much on this Gemara, but the comes out in the Maskon and we showed him. If someone made a mistake, that means he did not say Atachin Antonu by Tfila. That's Tor Bezu. Ubezu means he didn't, because what does it mean Ubezu? And he did not what? And he did not do Alakos? So do Alakos right now. If you forgot by Tfilah, he's supposed to do Alakos. So what does it mean Tor Bezu Bezu? Bezu Bezu means that he ate before Havdalah. That means he did two mistakes, double header. Number one, he forgot to say Atachin Antonu by Tfilah. And number two, now he's supposed to do Havdalah. But I ate before Havdalah. Some say even it means he did Melocha before Havdalah, which is not as Ungenumen. But Akoponim, if you ate before Havdalah, the purpose of the Havdalah is to Matar Achila, Alakois, and you didn't do that either correctly. So what do you do now? Mahu, Omalei, Tobezu, Vizu, Choyzel Rosh. Now you have to daven. Usually when you forget the daven, Atchan Antonu by Tfilah, you don't have to daven again, you do it Alakois. But if you did two mistakes, you forgot about Tfilah, and you ate before Havdalah, so now you have to daven again. We gave you a knas, you have to daven again.
If you have to daven.
Yeah, but we talk a paskin. That's the Gabi Havdalah. But here we're talking about, do you have to daven again? If a person forgot say Atchan Antonu by Tfilah, and he ate before, so what do you do now? So usually you forgot by Tfilah, you just make Alakois. But if you did two mistakes, so Shteyden Reis Tzari Dalad, the Bihaloch over there also, there's Arichas in it, that if someone did both the mistakes, so then he has to be Choyzer Mispalel again, and of course, be Mavdal Alakois afterwards also, but he has to be Choyzer again. The Bihaloch says, let's say a person went now and was Mavdal Alakois. You're supposed to daven again if you did this double mistake. He went, he was mavla lakois. So now, the question is, do you have to daven again or not? He brings a prima godim over there. Maybe now that you're ready, we're over and you did. So maybe now you don't have to daven again. Because now you did the kois, even though you ate before davening. That's more common. People do, I ate, okay, let me make Havdalah. So then he brings a prima godim, you don't have to daven again. Zoktim ha'vayte daf lamed gimel omed beis. Omele gavine l'rove hilche samai. Now the Gemara is asking now Hilchas Amai Legabri Etzem Din of Mavdil B'Tfilah. If you did it Havdalah by Tfilah, do you have to be Mavdil Alakois or not? Now we Avada do Alakois, but there was a Gemara. If you remember yesterday on Omer Aleph, the Gemara said that Yinosin LeBrachas Al Roishoy. That Adarabba Havdalah B'Tfilah is the Ika Yinosin LeBrachas Al Roishoy, and it was a Tzad in the Gemara of Loisiso. If you're ready, Yoitzer, then why do you have to do it again? So now, so Lachari Loisiso, you're ready, you're saying Shem Shemayla Batola. So the Gemara is coming now, Lamaskana, asking this Kasha, what do you do, Lamaisa? Omalei, the Gemara Paskins, no. Ki Kiddush, just like by Kiddush. What happens by Kiddush? Ma Kiddush, Afakav de Mekadish Betzlusa. You say, Mekadish the Yoim Friday night by davening. You say, Ata Kiddush, Demeshvilish Mecha. So you say by davening. Still, you Mekadish Akosi, you still Mekadish on the Kois Friday night after Tfilah. That's what we pass him. And even though you're mavdil b'tfilah, you're also mavdil ala kohis. And we're not worried about brochel, about toloi siso, and we don't say, you know, so lebrochel agoisha, and it's it, and it's not nothing more than that. Avada, you do both, noch the takon of henu, v'heshe, v'chulu, v'chulu. Zogti gomor, Rabbi Eliezer said, with the three machloikas, do you say by Atachon Antonu, do you say brochel b'fnei atzmei between the third and the fourth? And Rabbi Eliezer says, by hoido, by moidim. Zog the mother, Reb Zeir Avarochiv Chamro, Reb Zeir was riding a donkey. Havakashokal v'ozel Reb Chir Bar Avin Basrei. Reb Chir Bar Avin was following him. Omalei, so Reb Zeir turned to Reb Chir Bar Avin, and he told him, Vadei dam risu mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan halocha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'yontem shchaliyos acha ha-shabbos? Did you indeed heard this halacha name Rabbi Yochanan that he paskan like Rabbi Eliezer? We don't paskan like Rabbi Eliezer usually. On a regular Motzei Shabbos, we don't say Atchan Antonu by Hado. We don't say Mavdalah by Hado. We are not Mavdalah by Hado. We rather do it by Atchan Antonu. But on Motzei Shabbos, that falls into a Yontif. Over there, there is no Atchan Antonu. There's Tfilah Shal Yontif. So what do you do over there? In that scenario, is it true that you're saying B'Shem Reb Yechanan, the halacha is that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, that we say it in such an instance, we indeed say Havdalah by Hoido? Omalei, so he told him, in, correct, halacha. That's taka what he said. I heard a halacha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan that on Motzah Shabbos we say Havdalah by Hoidah if it falls out on Yontif. Zokdu Mora Michlal de Pligi, from the fact that he said halacha is like that, it seems to imply that there is a machlokes. Halacha means there's a machlokes. Who argues on that? That's what the question of Reb Zera asked Reb Chiya Bar Avin. Reb Chiya Bar Avin, you're saying that the Reb Yochanan said the halacha is on Motzah Shabbos, on Shabbos Nacht that falls out in Yontif, that you say halacha by Moedim, by Hoidah. If he indeed sets such halacha in the name of Reb Yochanan, Michlal de Pligi, Reb Zera was Matmiya. Who argues on this? There's no one that argues on this. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? There's no one that argues? V'loy Pligi? V'apolik Rabbonon. Rabbonon argue. Rabbonon the Mishnah is clearly say that you say it by Atchon Antonu. Frag the Gemara right away the obvious question. Aim at the Polik Rabbonon b'shayim es Hashana. What do you bring me Rabbonon? Rabbonon argue on a regular weekday. On Matzah Shabbos on a weekday. We have an Atuch HaNantonu. B'shayim es Hashana. B'yontav Shchalu is Atuch Shabbos mi Pligi. We don't find a Machlokes Rabbonon on Reb Eliezer on a Yontav Shchalu is Matzah Shabbos. Correct. It's a different Nusach also. We'll see soon in Maskona. But upon him, don't tell me Rabbonon arguing Reb Eliezer on a case of choil. We're talking about a case of week of Yontav Shchaliyos the Matzah Shabbos. Frag the Gemara. There's another machlekes. What do you mean? You're so Reb Zera's matmiya. Does anyone that argues? V'apolik Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva says you say it by Brocha Revius. You say Brocha Revius b'fnei Atzmai. Right? You say it between Atach Hanatonu and Atach Kodesh. He argues on over there. He says you make a brach b'fnei atzmai. So who are they in the Matzah Shabbos? Shechali is beyond you. You make a brach b'fnei atzmai. Frag the Gemara. We never pasken like Rabbi Akiva. What are you chalal worried now suddenly that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer on Matzah Shabbos? Shechali is beyond you because of Rabbi Akiva. Since when do we ever follow Rabbi Akiva? Otu kolashonu kulim yavdinik Rabbi Akiva. The hashen nekev navet kavosei. Why are you matmiya that the halacha should not be like Rabbi Eliezer in the case of Matzah Shabbos? Shechali is beyond you. Why? What's the reason we never pass Rabbi Akiva the whole year when a regular Matzah Shabbos falls out on a weekday? Why? The Tamna say Tikkun, Tishra say Lo Tikkun. True, we have a Pesach of Lama Hashinim, so it's always 19. But on Kaponim, the Shemona Esrei is the amount of brachas that we have, and we're not moisiv another bracha, a bracha b'fnei atzmai. So Hochanami. So likewise, when Yontif falls out on Matzah Shabbos, it's Shev Tikkun, you have the Tfilas Yontif, Tamna loy tikkun. You don't add an additional bracha, an eighth bracha instead of seven of yontav. You don't make a bracha b'fnei atzmai. So we never go like Rabbi Akiva of a bracha revius b'fnei atzmai, an additional bracha, meaning after the first three. Omalei halacha is no one lafuke. So what is it? What are you saying? B'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha, there is no one lafuke. That's taka kasha now. Zok de Gemara. So he retracted. He taka never said halacha. Halacha implies that there's someone to argue. There's no one that we have another tzad b'chlal like that on Matzah Shabbos on a Yontif. Omalei, so he told him, lav halacha itmar, elamatin itmar. You're right. I never said the halacha is like that. I said matin. Matin is a whole different connotation. Matin comes to tell me that, Rashi explains, halacha dashinon berabim. Mashenkin matin is you're not dashing b'rabin, but oiruya marinan liyochid lasois, meaning we only tell a person privately to do so. But yontav shchalu is be'echa b'shabbos. That's the difference between matin and halacha. Halacha means b'rabin. I meant to say that we don't say this publicly. Matin itmar. When I said halacha, I never really meant halacha. I meant matin. It's lafuke that you don't do b'rabin. It's lafuke you don't say b'rabin.
Why
shouldn't you say Barabim? Say the reason of Matin is because we don't want to say a clear halacha because we were self on Mesupik Ishtikal. Maybe we taka inserted in one of the brachas, even though we don't find such a precedent in a regular Matzah Shabbos. We don't do it like that. Zog di Gemara. Ela Matin Itmar. Zogt mal de itma gebitzog baravdimi. Oh, ma mishum rabenu halocha. Halocha we said means berabim. Va amri lo matin. Matin we said, oi ruhe le yochid. Rabbi Yochin omal moidim. Moidim, zogt Rashi, moidim chomel rabbi loze beyond shchalis be'echad Shabbos? No, moidim means the moidit rabbi liyazad that we take a dude by hido. So here we take a see there's another tzad like that at least. There's a tzad taka that we do by moedim. We don't pass like that, but it's not like that, like moedim. Now Rashi brings another way of passing.
Umando manirin, we'll see soon nirin, is a ruhe name loy marinon, be over loy madrinon. Meaning there's matin is halacha nirin. Matin means we don't do it publicly, we only say it privately to someone that asks us. Halacha means berabim. And nirin means that we don't even tell someone privately. But if someone did it, then we don't make him back retract. That lot. Loy madrinon uvde. Zog the Gemara, v'rabchir ba'aba oma nirin. That's this nirin. Nirin means that we don't even say it privately, but we don't make someone retract if he did it. Zog the Gemara, oma rabzeira, nekoit rabchir ba'avin biyotcho. Follow rabchir ba'avin. Meaning that rabchir ba'avin said nirin itmar. Meaning that you don't even tell someone privately, just the ovid loy madrinon. The dayek v'gomesh maitzim ipume de mores shapir. He was very medayik when he said over something. Here, it's a big enough community medayik. Was it a nirin dikapsak? Was it a halacha dikapsak? Was it a matin dikapsak? So he was medayik exactly when he said nirin. You can assure yourself that it's nirin. He was medayik. Gomesh vayz mipum de mogel shapir kuchove de pumpedisa like kuchove in pumpedisa the omer kuchove. He was very medayik to kuchove. The omer kuchove. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Harabai stov kofel hoyo. Harabai was a double stov. A stov is an itztva, like a podium, a higher place to sit on. So it was a stov kofu, but your stov lifnim is stov, and it was one within another. Oh my God, so he was medag exactly what it was. So like it was over here, Reb Chiya ba'Avin said nirin, so nekoit halacha like him. Oh my God, Yosef, ano loy hayadano, and this is maskona how we paskin. Loy hayadano, v'loy hayadano. I don't know marin, I don't know nirin, I don't know moidim. I don't know halacha. I don't know matin. I know one thing. Elamid Rav Shmuel Yodana, the tekinele maganisa bebovel. He was metakin a beautiful pearl, a maganisa, a jewel in bovel. What was he metakin? What we'd say? Vatayidienu Hashem alakenu es mishpatei tzidkecho. Vatlamdeinu lases chukeretzanecho. And we insert this taka. Vatarchileinu zmanei sosoin v'chagin edove. Vatarishenu kedusha shabbos chvoid moyed v'chagigas regel. Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yom Teviv Dalto. Because there's a difference. One is Mutar Baruch HaNefesh, and one is also Baruch HaNefesh. V'zayim Hashvim Yishesh Ma'aseh Kedashto. Hivdalto V'Kedashto Es Amchi Yisrael B'Kedusha Secho. V'atiten Lonu. And then we continue. V'atiten Lonu in the Tefillah. So this is what we take to say. Now the Mashal says over here, very gishmak, it says, Takina Maganisa Bebovel. Why in Bovel? Why not in Eitzol? Because how often does it come out Motzah Shabbos into a yontif? In Bovel, in Chutzlaritz, you have 2 days, it's very common. In Eitzol, it's very uncommon. Eitzol, they're very not common for them to have even a 2 day yontif, that a yontif falls out on Motzah Shabbos. Right. So they were misakan attack in Bovel, we attack to have 2 day yontif, so it's this. Now, if a person taka forgot to say Vatodienu, so it's the same thing like Avdola, you mavdal ala kois. Same halacha continues. Oh, zok the Mishnah. If someone says about a kantzipor, we know there's a mitzvah of ki kol cho kantzipor, and shalech shalach ze aim, bonim tikach loch, you don't take the bonim or the beitzim until you mishalech the aim. So if someone says, yagir rachamecho, that meaning, that it's the rachmonus of the Abish that he has. And that's the reason why we do the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein. So Yagil Rachamecho. And likewise, Yishmim Racham Anos. It's a tfilazah. Or, Val Toiv Yizoch HaShemecho. The Abish should Yizoch HaShemecho of all the Toiv that he does. Lafuke de Ra, so to speak. As if there's Ra, there's no Shingaz Ra. So if he says it's in his tfilah. Or Moidim, Moidim. He says twice Moidim. Mishaskin Oysoy. You hush him up. You don't let him continue like this. Zog the Gemara. So Rashi says, Bitfilosoi. It's Dafke in his tefillah. Zog the Gemara, Bishlom and Moidim Moidim Mishaskin Ois. I understand why you're Mishaskin a person when he says Moidim Moidim. Why? Bishum de Michsa Gishtere Shuyois. It looks like he's davening to two Shuyois. Moidim to one and Moidim again to another. Val Toiv Yizoche Shemecho Naimi Mashma Ala Toiv Vala Ala Ro. It seems like you only thank Hashem for Toiv. Vetanani, we learned the Fersh and Mishnah later on. Chayvon Mavoch Ala Ro, Kshem Shvoch Ala Toiv. So that's why you're Mishaskin. My timer. What's the reason Mishaskin Noisei? What's wrong with saying that Eibush is Rachmanos on the birds, on the mother, and likewise Yishev Rachmanos? Zog the Mora, Pligi Bo, Tria Amaroi Be Marova. There's a Machloik Zamaroi Min Marova. In Eitzisol, Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin, Rabbi Yosef Bar Zvida, He's causing jealousy amongst other animals and amongst other breeds. Why? Because on these animals, the Eibishter is Megachim. On these, he's not. So he's causing kinah b'maisa b'reishis in the different animals. This animal, poke the bird. Why not the lion? Why not other animals? Now, it could be true, we should explain, it could be true that it's taka rachmonis. The Eibishter is also being rachim. But we don't make the Eibishter's mitzvahs rachmonis. Because if it has to go through our mind as rachmonis, then certain mitzvahs you're not going to understand, and you're going to say, oh, this doesn't make sense. No, the Eibishter, true, it's not a choik. Certain mitzvahs are chukim. But all mitzvahs you can make rachmonis. You can make mitzvahs rachmonis, but then it goes the way we understand. And mitzvahs are not the way we understand. Mitzvahs we do because the Eibishter wants us to do mitzvahs. The ainin ala gzeiras. It's gzeiras. True, it might be a rachmonis tikadin, but the ma'aseh it's gzeiras. We have to look at it gzeiras. Zog Rashi. Mitzvoysov, hu loy l'rachimim oso, elo lahat ala Yisrael, chuki gzeiroysov. The purpose of mitzvahs that we do is mitzvahs. Loy diash heim avodov. We are the Eibishter's servants. V'shoimri mitzvoysov. V'gzeiroysov, chukoysov. Av bedvorim shiesh l'sotan. U'la'akum l'hoshav aleim, v'loim ha'matzoich b'mitzvahzu. Otherwise, we're going to start saying, oh, the goyim, this we understand, this we don't understand. The goyim are going to tell us, oh, this is cruel. This is cruelty, animal cruelty. No, we don't make the Eibishter's mitzvahs rachamim. If we make it rachamim, then suddenly there'll be a kitrug. The goyim are going to say, this is wrong. No, we're doing it because Avdei Hashem. That's how we shtel the back as Avdei Hashem. Zog the Gemara, how the nochis kamei the rabbi. Someone came in front of rabbi, v'omar, ato chast al kantzipol. He said this in his tefillah. He said to the Eibishter, so to speak, you're merachim on the kantzipor, that the mother is sent away before the young are taken. At the chus v'rachim aleinu, likewise have rachmonis on us. Omer Rabbe, kama yoda haitzu merabonon l'retzuyin l'more. V'zei Hashem, your beautiful way of davening to the Eibishter, had to be merakish rachamim. Omer Abaye, what do you mean? Why is Rabbi saying this? V'meshaskin oi satanan. Zogdimor Avada Rabbi knew this. The Rabbi Namel Chdudel Abaye Hu Deboi. He wanted to test Abaye if Abaye Tak is going to correct and say that no, Meshaskin Oisei. And we shouldn't explain because the Chiddush of here is that he didn't stop say the Eibishter Mitzvah Rachmonis. He feared it Ois. Likewise, be Merachem Anos, it was a Tfilaza. So Mela, even in such a case, Meshaskin Oisei. Zogdimor Noch Amaisa. How did Nochs come in Reb Chanina? Someone came in front of Reb Chanina. Omar, Hokel, Hagod, Lagiba, Vanoigo, Va Adir, Va Ozuz, Va Yore, Va Yoroui. V'achozok, v'amitz, v'havadai, v'nechbat. Him to noyad the sayim. Reb Chanina waited until he finished. Ki sayim, when he finished all his praises. Omale, siamtino l'kula shvacha demore. You finished? Now you finished? Lomeli kule hai. Anan hanitlas damrinon. We only say the three that anshe knesak gdoilu when misakin okel agol agibor. Ilav davrino Moshe Rabbeinu b'raisa. If that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it in the posik. State, so if not for Moshe Rabbeinu saying D3 praises, Anshe Knesset HaGdola would not be misaking D3. And we can only do D3, because if you're going to say more, then when are you going to stop? So he waited till he finished, said, that's it? Why are you not saying more? That's all you have to say about the Eibishter, that's a bizoyan. If we do what the Anshe Knesset HaGdola would be misaking, so that's what we're doing what Moshe Rabbeinu did. So also Anshe Knesset HaGdola v'tkinu b'tfilo, lo lahavinon yichonin l'meimalu. If not for Moshe Rabbeinu doing it, and Anshe Knesset HaGdola saying it, we would not be able to say three either. And you're saying more, so why are you stopping? Once you're saying more, don't stop. He has thousands and thousands of gold coins. Dinrin. What are they praising him about? Bishal Kesef, that he has silver coins. That's a bizoyan. What are you saying? You have much more than that. It's a gnai, it's a bizoyan if you stop short. Zogt Rashi, kol habalo odem b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kegoin, oruch, kotze, oni, osher, chochem, shoyte, lovan, shochar, everything is b'dei shamayim. Aval tzadik v'rosha, that's not b'dei shamayim. That's mosa b'yodah shel odem, v'nos l'fonav shnei drochim. Pick your choice. Do you want to have yod shamayim or not? Yeah, b'chira. Zogt Gemara, shenemar, v'ati Yisrael, ma'asham l'kecho, shoyl mi'imcho, ki'im li'yira. Ki'im means only yira. And the Medrash says over here, Pasach ba'achas v'siim b'haber. It says lelechas b'drocha b'chol mitzvoysav v'chukov. So the pshat is that if you have Yerushalayim, so a meila you can come to the other things that are mentioned in the pasuk too, all the other meilas. But upon him, kiim liyira. That's the main thing. The main focus is Yerushalayim. In fact, the Gemara, Ati Yerushalayim, Milsa Zutrasi, you make it sound like it's something small. Oh, only Yerushalayim. That's all you have. That's all the Eibishter wants. Moshe Rabbeinu told Kal Yisrael before his p'tira. Zok the Gemara, V'omer Abchanina, Moshe Mabshim Ben Yechoi, Ein Lakosh Boche Beis Gnozov. The Eibishter keeps in his vault. When you keep something in your vault, it's very, very rare to have. You don't keep something that's common. What is the Eibishter keeping his Gnozov? Elo Oitzah Shei Yerushalayim. That's all he has. Oitzah of Yerushalayim Shenema. Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzoroi. And the Mefarshim explained, because since Hakol B'Dishmayim Chutz Mi'Yerushalayim, there's a beautiful Kliyoka B'Shem Rabbeinu B'Chaya. He says, since Hakol B'Dishmayim Chutz Mi'Yerushalayim, the Eibishter doesn't have Yerushalayim, because it's not B'Dei Shemayim, so to speak. It's Hakol B'Dishmayim Chutz Mi'Yerushalayim. So since it's so important by the Eibishter, he doesn't keep Kesef Azov. Kliya Kesef Azov. The Eibishter has Kesef Azov. He keeps Yerushalayim. What does he do with Yerushalayim? Zok the Rabbeinu B'Chaya, that when a person needs a Yeshua, so then the Eibishter goes to his vault and he shanks him and he gives him all the Yeshuas that he needs because of the Yerushalayim that he invested. So Yerushalayim Zok there is a beautiful investment. It's not stam. It's an investment that Yiras Hashem Yoytzoroi. And the Eibishter Yiftach Lechem Lecho Es Yoytzor HaToiv. On that passage he says it. Yiftach Hashem Lecho Es Yoytzor HaToiv. He opens up the Oitzor and he bestows upon us all the brachas and yeshuas that we need based on the Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is a gewaltig investment that we have for the oitz of the Eibishter of Yiftach Hashem L'chol Tzoroi. So akoponim, we see Yerushalayim is kept in a vault. So what are you saying? It's a klei nezach. Zog the in legabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. Moshe Rabbeinu klapi him it's a Milsa Zutrasi. Domer Abchinina, Moshe L'odem Shem Vakshem Enu Kli Godel. If a person, they ask him a large utensil. V'yeshloi. So big deal, I have it. So go and I take it, I give it to him. Domer of Kli Kotten. It doesn't mean anything. Moshe Rabbeinu had Yerushalayim, an abundance of it, so it meant like a small thing. Ki'im. However, Kotten ve'einloi, if someone asks him a small, tiny, minuscule thing, and he doesn't even have it, ve'einloi, so doimel of kligolo, then it seems like a very large thing. If you don't have it, then we don't have, seems very large. All right, we'll stop over here by the Gemara, the two dots, moidim, moidim.